Welcome back to Bricks and Banner, the show with real talk from the custom LEGO community. I'm your host, as always, Billy, and before we get into things this episode, I'd like to announce a few things. First and foremost, this episode marks 1 year podcasting, give or take. It's been an incredible journey and one I hope to continue well into the future. This started simply as a joke with my friend Alex, and it's expanded into something I really can't believe. I wanted to set out and create something that I would want to listen to, and it just wasn't available at the time. And a huge thank you is necessary to Jackson, aka Fallout Bricks, for starting his quarantine live streams. Those really paved the way in turning this into reality, as I saw how much I myself was enjoying them and the community at large was. I really could have never guessed how well received this all would be by you guys. And how many incredible people it would allow me the opportunity to speak with, really. Over this past year, all the episodes combined have reached more than 7,000 downloads, and there's over 42 and a half hours of content to listen to. So once again, I'm so grateful for all of you listening, and I'm humbled that you enjoyed so much. Additionally, I have been amazed by many people's generosity and support financially for the podcast, most notably through Patreon. I know it might lose its intensity with how many times I've repeated this over and over, but I sincerely thank you all for the support, and you have really helped to keep the podcast going. With that said, though, I will be closing the Patreon page for the foreseeable future. I feel bad for not providing all of you who have done the most to support the podcast not a lot of content in return, and your donations up until now are enough to keep the podcast running another year without further support, so that's what I plan to do. Over the course of the next year, I'll experiment with some other forms of sponsorship for the podcast, but it won't be anything overbearing. And in other news, I'm celebrating this year of podcasting by taking a break for the month of December. Woo! Is this due to poor planning on my part? Yes. Am I very busy this December? Also, yes. Is that an excuse? Maybe. Is the year anniversary of the podcast a convenient excuse? Extremely. So, no new episodes until January 3rd, and we will start the new year fresh. In the meantime, I will continue to plan guests and record when possible to be ready for January. I'm also going to consider a few upgrades to the structure of the show, so we shall see how that goes. If you're hard up for new episodes this December, I suggest you go back to any older episodes that you might have skipped, or even re-listen to a favorite. Some of mine that I've re-listened to are the episodes with Pro Snarfboarder, Fallout Bricks, and California Compliant, together or, you know, separate, both of those are bangers, and the World in Darkness group. For anyone still listening to me ramble, I think we're finished. So with no further ado, this episode's special guest has in such a short time completely spun the custom community around with his entirely unique style and incredible parts usage. That's right, this week I am joined by none other than Satomi Cybernetics. So with all that said, please enjoy our conversation. And we're here with Satomi. Satomi.
Yeah, Satomi.
Sat on me. Cybernetics.
Oh fuck.
AKA Brandon. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm super fucking happy to be on the show. How are you? Everything good?
Yep, doing good, man. This is gonna be a fun one. We've talked here and there on DMs, but it's totally different once we get it on voice and really gonna dive into things. So I'm excited to talk with you.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna dive in nice and deep, like
diving in deep. The innuendos are already rolling strong, so this is gonna be a good episode.
It's all part of my vocabulary. It's unavoidable at this fucking point.
No, I love it. I love it. So, in typical fashion of the podcast, we're just gonna jump right in. How did you get started with LEGO?
Damn shit! That was a long time ago. I'm 27 now. And okay. As far back as I can remember, I think I was like 9 or 10, and my dad's mom, my grandma, of course, she would get me like the Bionicle sets.
Oh, cool!
And like, so that was like my first, you know, step into LEGO, and because she always wanted me, she always thought I was going to be like an engineer. You know, growing up, I remember you could do the you could like combine the Bionicle sets to make like the big ass, you know, like Transformer Megatron type.
Yeah, just
fucking
the
deal.
mega ass ones. Yeah.
Yeah, just the huge motherfuckers. And then, she would take me to Legoland and I would just have like a fucking blast. And then, do you remember, shit, it's still kicking, I think. Do you remember Brick Shelf?
Shelf. Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, I remember Brick Shelf. Like, I remember I had like a super shitty camera, back in the day. And I would like take pictures, and I was actually recently like looking on there trying to find like my old like profile and shit. And I can't remember the fucking name anymore, but I actually found one of my first like mech mocks from like way back in the day, like at the house I grew up in and shit. And then yeah, ever since then, or since that, yeah, I remember just buying like the old Star Wars sets and shit like that. And then I got older and I just like, phased out of it. And God, what'd you guys call it on a recent
The
pod? It was like
typical, the Dark Ages.
the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
And then yeah, and like I kinda like would check on Lego here and there. I'd
It's
see it like
almost
if, you know.
comical how everyone's intro is the same. I mean, it's like I don't even need to ask this question anymore, but it just gets things rolling because, like, I could have described exactly what happened. Like, you started early, got the Dark Ages, then you came back in.
Yeah, I just like phased out, man. And then when I was in the army, like probably a year or two before I got out, I was like cruising through Pinterest and I saw like it was like super old pictures by the time I found it, but it was like when Tiny Tactical was first popping, I guess, like first came onto the scene. And fucking, I was like, dude, like Lego was not this fucking cool when I was a kid. Like it was awesome, but like Lego as an adult is just 100 times fucking better. So yeah, and then I just kept cruising through Pinterest, man, seeing shit. And then I came across pages like yours and everybody else on Instagram, and I saw shit. And then I went online, and my first third party order was a Tiny Tactical, like a vest, a patch, and some other stuff that I actually still have all glued together, like on the same vest I've been fucking using since my glorious inception into the community. But
How long ago was that when you first started finding stuff on Pinterest?
fuck. Okay, so I got out of the army in 2018, so it was like right at the end of 2017
Gotcha. Wow, okay.
was seeing that. And then I just, I kept looking at it, kept checking it out, and I was like, hey, I'll never buy this shit.
Yeah,
And then
just
I got out
flirting
of the
with it.
army and moved back to Cali from Colorado, where I was stationed at. And then yeah, like I said, made that first tiny tactical order, and then it was a fucking wrap from there. So
Yeah. Damn, Tiny Tactical is the quite the drug to start off with. That's just
oh, the
pure,
ultimate Heaven's Gate drug.
right? So then, about how long into, like, you mentioned finding like people like me or somebody else on Instagram, did you decide to, like, hey, I'm gonna start posting myself?
Shit, after seeing various pages and shit like that, it wasn't too long after. It was probably like maybe like a month or
Oh,
like a
okay,
couple
quick,
weeks.
yeah.
And then like that whole time waiting was it was pretty much waiting on Tiny Tactical to come from our
Typical,
beautiful neighbors
typical.
from the north. So yeah, and then yeah, I was getting like package updates, like, oh, there's problems here and here at the border, whatever, blah
I
blah
mean,
blah. And
I'm at least in 2018, it wouldn't have taken like half a year as it does now, so.
yeah, and especially like with COVID, and then the UPS and the mailing system, it just took a
Back then,
giant
it was
fucking L
only
in
three
general.
months. Only 3 months.
Yeah, only.
I was looking back on your feed. Some of the first posts, I don't know if you privated anything, but they were mechs as opposed to figures. Is that what you started off with?
Yeah, that's when it was. Yeah, that's when the page was still called God, what did I have, like Saturn
Yes,
Armories at first, and
Saturn
then I changed
Armories.
it
Dude,
to
I couldn't
then I
remember for
changed it
the
to
life of me.
Saturnalia.
I couldn't remember for the life of me what the name was that you had originally, but I knew you had only changed it recently. This one seems a lot more fitting. I like the new name.
Yeah, I really dig this one. Fucking really into it. But yeah, there's a couple people that still call me Saturn, like I Make Customs. He still calls me that, like in the DMs and
Oh,
shit, or
he's
like
a
in
good
the
dude. He's a good dude.
yeah. Oh, he's a fucking killer guy, man. Yeah, I talk with him almost daily, among other. Well, fuck, I'm in the shit. I peep the group chat pretty much like every day.
Oh
I'll
yeah.
hop in every now and then. I'll see some scandalous,
So some
outlandish
dumb
shit, and I'm
shit and
just
then
like.
can move
And
on.
I'm like, fuck yeah, I gotta get in on this real quick.
How did you come up with the latest name?
God, what is it, Tommy? I don't know. I was just thinking of, like, cool names and, you know, like, combinations and shit like that. And I was like, I didn't want to deviate too far from, like, Saturnalia Armories. So I kind of, you know, just stuck, like, with the S.
Nice.
And then, I was watching, like, I think I was watching, like, an anime or something.
Just got random name generator of Asian words, and you're like, yep, that's it.
Yeah,
it's like got a nice ring to
classic,
it.
Yeah, classic waifu name, like Satomi. Like, oh my God. I need that. It's lit.
I like
it's up and it's stuck. Yeah.
Rather quickly, you started making a name for yourself on the scene, it would seem, because your customs just totally stood out from what anybody else was posting. I don't know exactly the timeline of that, where you started getting into the sort of Halo, sci-fi, modern military mixes.
Future mil vibes.
Yeah. But I'd love to know just how you got inspired to do that at all. What's the sort of origins of that?
Because it all start when, yeah, like when the page was first, like, for, like, if you go to the very bottom, like, I archived some of it, but, like, the builds I was really, you know, fucking digging and still vibe with. I mean, they're not, I don't have them put together anymore, but I was trying to build, like, this mech. I was trying to do, like, this whole, like, World in Darkness type vibe. Like,
oh, yeah.
For mechs and shit.
Dude, and then I was, if like, you did I need, a, like, a World in Darkness, that would be so good.
Oh, yeah, that's what I need to get, better at, is like building mocks and shit like that, like scenery and vehicles, and just adds to the whole immersion factor, the whole getting lost in the sauce shit, you know what I mean?
Like, mm-hmm.
And that, but yeah, it started out like I wanted to make like this dope ass pilot, and like that started like with that tiny tactical order. And then I was looking over on Brickforge, and I saw some helmets, like the ODST helmets.
Yeah.
I think it was around the same time as, God, who did it? I think it was Danny. He did like this Space Force post, and it was just like an ODST. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or was it someone else?
Or there? I know Colin had made one, like a Space Force theme that was like pretty crazy, but I think that was sort of after you got moving with stuff. And there was one before him. I don't know, man. It's tough to say.
Yeah, because I saw those, and then I was like.
Here, I'm sending over the one from Colin.
Around.
But Colin's was only in October.
It was in October, so it must have been before that. Then, yeah, it must have been someone else's. But yeah, I saw... but that one's fucking...
Yeah, that, one of my favorite posts of his.
I actually got a fig in the making right now, kind of based off after seeing that post. And I was like, oh, I got to fucking try some COD Ghost vibes. I could just see that mission playing in my fucking head. But... No, classic. But yeah, God, who was it? Now that's going to bug the shit out of me.
Yeah,
but anyways.
I don't think it was Danny, but moving on.
yeah, moving on. Shit, I got sidetracked. But yeah, I saw like that someone used
the ODST Brickforge.
Brickforge. Uh-huh. Yeah, I did like a Space Force theme, and I was like, man, that is cool as fuck. And then I made an order, got a bunch of helmets, and I just started fucking cutting, gluing, putting cloth, and... slowly amassing this collection that now just hoards my entire fucking computer desk. So
yeah, got to send a pic for the wrap up. I'd love to see the computer desk, the setup.
Oh, it is in shambles right now, but hey, I guess messy.
Hey, so is
busy,
mine.
Right?
So is mine. Yeah. Do you find that if it gets too well, have you had to clean it off yet? Have you gone through the phases yet, or is it just constantly?
Oh yeah, my OCD will eventually kick in, and then I'm like, dude, I gotta do something with this.
Don't you find that you get so much more inspired once it's cleaned?
Yeah, like I'll have, like I got, like right now I kind of have a lot of shit on my cutting mat and like just spread around my desk, but like it'll get too cluttered and I'm like all over the place, and I'll be juggling like 2-3 figs at once, and I'm like, all right, I need to like
reel it
this
back
shit up real quick. Yeah, and then clean up, and then I'm like, oh, fuck, like, level unlocked. It's a whole new, you know, plethora of ideas and shit fucking, you know, get introduced and whatnot, so.
That might be what I need, even though it feels like every time I do it, just within the next 2 days, it's just as bad as I left it the first time.
Oh, so. Yeah, like, hours later, I already have, like, 20 things out, and then my 3-year-old will come into the room, and then he starts just going ham, like, with all my fucking...
Because it's like, oh, I have all of the space now, I could actually, like, look through the parts, spread them all out, and then I'll clean them up quickly before things get out of hand, and then they never get cleaned up, so...
Yeah, and that's just an endless, vicious cycle that I'm more than willing to feed, so...
So, it seems like that, your sort of style came about pretty naturally. You've mentioned Pinterest already. Do you search for inspiration from any sources?
Oh yeah, I have. God, how many fucking folders do I have on Pinterest?
Oh geez.
Let me take a look.
When you start talking folders, we know it's going to be
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, I got like 20 different folders, man. They're just Warhammer, sci-fi, like Titanfall fan art, a lot of modern mill, a lot of fucking mech mocks and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah, I have way too many folders.
Like Gundam stuff?
Yeah, I'll just like go through them. Oh yeah, big time. Yeah, Gundam, Armored Core. God, what else? Yeah, I have a lot of waifu stuff.
Oh, typical. That's the other folder. That's the other folder.
Yeah, that's the hidden one. That's the folder within 30 folders.
Yeah, that's the homework folder.
Yeah. Like, why is there a 6-digit code as the title? Like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Look.
Why is there a passcode to enter this one? It's top secret.
You're like, God, like, I pray to God they don't copy and paste that shit.
These are my upcoming mods. I can't leak.
Oh yeah, they're upcoming, all right. Like, oh shit. But yeah, man, yeah, inspo aplenty. And then, I mean, fuck the community we have at the moment. You know, there's been I haven't been here for too long. I think my year mark was like August, I think.
Oh, okay.
Was it August or some shit like that? I can't remember. My Instagram birthday, whatever they want to call it. But yeah, dude, the shit that the community has just been banging out the last, I mean, shit from when I joined. So now
it's only
absolutely
up.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only up. It's up and it's stuck.
The beautiful thing is just how much, people could get inspired by each other and keep pushing things forward. It's incredible.
Oh yeah, dude. Especially like in the group chat and stuff. Like, you see someone just put like, you know, they put like a random whip or like a mock or whatever, and then like a day or two later, someone's coming out with like just absolute banger out of left field. Like, oh hey, I, you know, saw you do this and figured I'd take a try and
yeah, take fucking, my, you know, my cruising. Spin with it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about
yeah,
to be me with the Mac 10 mod. Angry Stash has me like. So,
oh my god, that was mad moist. Hey, shout out to him, bro.
He is the homie. I gotta get him on soon, honestly. It's been unreal.
Oh yeah.
Him and you are my two like favorite new accounts. Even though I only just found out recently though that he's been in the community with like another account like Star Wars stuff, but it only matters if you're in the military community.
Bristles, right?
Yeah.
That's his Star Wars page, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It only matters.
I didn't know they're the same person.
Only matters if you're military, though.
Right.
I had a Mac 10 on a figure that I like for I keep talking about this museum scene I'm trying to do, but one of the guys had a Mac 10, and I knew I needed to mod it, and now I know for sure I need to mod it because.
Then he put the suppressor wrap on it too.
The suppressor. Oh my goodness.
Gorgeous.
Unbelievable. Gorgeous. Got to do a suppressor wrap. And you've been using the suppressor wrap too. I feel like yours are some of the first I've ever seen anyone do it with.
Yeah, because I got this one. I got that future AR I did like a while back, and I've just been gradually adding stuff to it. But Cape Cantina fabric is.
That's what I was just going to ask. What did you use for it?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called exactly, but it's like one of the German like military cloaks or one of the military capes or whatever they have on the site, and then it's double-sided, like one's like more of like a woodland, you know, woodsy type feel, and the other's like a desert camo.
Yeah.
And fucking whatever, you know, whatever side you want, you know, you could swap them out, vice versa.
The pattern just works perfectly with it, because it totally looks like some of those multi-cam wraps you could get for your suppressors currently.
Yeah, and it's to scale, and I don't have to paint it, because my paint skills are absolute dog shit, so.
Man, I might try that out soon, and try and get the little, like, sort of oh shoot, what is it called? It's not like the tie wraps or anything, but the bungee cord sort of stuff around it, like on the edges.
Oh yeah.
And then because it like weaves over the side of the can.
Yeah, it's like a cross pattern, like on some of them, I think. Yeah.
I don't know what I'd use for it, but that'd be it'd be something.
Yeah, because I've seen those, and then like they'll have like a little bit of like a foliage, you know, kind of like a ghillie vibe.
Yeah.
To, like the suppressor wrap or whatever. It looks fucking cool. Yeah, it's super badass.
Yeah, those are great. When you're modding, do you listen to anything? I know some people will, like, watch TV. They'll have, like, a show on in the background. And I can't deal with that. That's too much. I only listen to music.
Yeah, like, I'll do music, or I'll have, like, videos on my computer playing or anime or I could have like a bunch of shit going on, but as long as I got like a little bit of noise, but I prefer music over everything else for sure.
Yeah, I've even tried listening to podcasts, and it's just too much for me to actually try and take that in. So I can't even begin to. I mean, I guess you're not trying to pay attention to the show if you have it on in the background, but man, that's I've seen some people who do that, and it blows me away.
Yeah, and I'm like 50-50 my attention. I'm like, oh fuck, like this is in depth. I should probably pay attention. I'm like, oh fuck, I cut my thumb like modern, so even better. Like,
Right.
yeah, but shit, this is the one podcast I will for sure listen to and mod my life away, definitely.
Oh, I
So,
appreciate it. That was the whole point of it.
yeah, I'm glad you started this, man. It's fucking. I remember when you were first announcing it, like talking about and stuff, and. I was like, oh fuck yeah, dude, a
Dude.
podcast for the community, like for all the modders and shit out there, like.
Speaking of which, this is going to be the day after this one releases is the year anniversary.
Oh, already? Oh wow.
Yeah, I can't believe it, dude.
Holy shit, time is flying.
It really sneaks
That
up
is
on you.
crazy. Good
Yeah.
shit, man. Congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Thank you, dude.
I'm definitely vibing with
It's
that.
like November 29th or something like that is the
Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't you start like in November?
Yep.
Yeah, November of
It was
last
right
year.
in. I
That's
knew it
crazy.
was. I thought it was December, but I knew it was coming up, so I decided to check. And I was like, "Oh shoot!" And I don't know why the post. I guess I don't know. I don't know how the dates work. I was thinking the post. Maybe I didn't have the Monday schedule back then. I don't know. I don't know if I run a podcast, honestly. I just do. I just talk to people.
I'm just here for the good times.
Yeah, I'm just here.
Just fucking vibing away.
So some people listen, I guess. I don't know. They
Oh,
tell me
people
they
love it,
do.
man. You're like, that's good enough for me. Ignorance is bliss.
Right. And you would think a year into this, I wouldn't get nervous before I start to record them, but I still do.
Oh, dude, to be honest, I was nervous before this, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude, I'm gonna be on a Lego podcast. Like, that is a dream come true. I was like,
Yeah,
dang, I
that's
don't
a
know, like, we're
dream.
gonna. Yeah. It's on my bucket list.
I'm so glad
And now,
I could arrange this with
now it's
you.
achieved.
Your make-a-wish.
Yeah, I might make a wish.
Just
Now the next thing is to I'm gonna go open up a God, what is it? I'm gonna go open up an OnlyFeet and just
Oh,
push
jeez.
ABS. Yeah, mad
I
lit.
thought about that for a while, making a Lego OnlyFans for a meme. But
Hey, that should be lit. Hey.
I mean, I had the account ready and then I just decided against it. Think it might be a little bit too much. People are still waiting for me to
For
do
the
the Lego ASMR, and by people, I don't think anybody is, but I keep postponing it.
Hey, there's someone out there just fucking eagerly waiting.
I
They're
think
like, it's
it'd
gonna happen.
be I think it would be
It's
way
gonna
funny.
happen.
I think it would be super funny to have a Lego ASMR. What would be even funnier is if it sort of naturally pops off in the ASMR community, and then it's just
Oh my
like
God, you just take the scene by storm. Take the feet by storm.
I got like I gotta do it for the meme. I gotta see it through.
Oh my God. Yeah, I need to be I need that to happen in my lifetime. I'll be fucking pissed if I die and that doesn't happen.
It'll be uploaded
I'll
as
be truly
one of the
heartbroken.
podcast episodes as a bonus at the end. Just
Oh yes.
it's
We
ridiculous.
need to get you. Yeah, OnlyFeet is too popping.
Too
There's people
poppin'.
funding fucking empires off feed pics. That is legendary.
I would do it. I would do it if they'd let me, man. Nobody's
Yeah, if I was
looking
like
for my feet right now, but if there's a demand, I'll be
a
there.
someone's out there looking, man. They're like, I'm gonna find them, and
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
your
yeah,
feet they're
yeah.
looking for.
Oh, jeez. I don't think I it's a scary prospect if any of my physical features made it out into the community because it'll be on Too Much Billy the night after.
Oh my God. Yeah, you got like several. They're like, it's like Too Much Billy V2. Like,
It's strange.
there's
It
all
is,
kinds of paid
it's peculiar,
shit.
but I think I'm gonna get him on. I gotta see if I could work that out. I think that'd be super funny.
That shit is awesome. He'd be killing me with those memes. It'll be like your profile pic. They'll put like ooh shit on it or like long hair. It's just like random shit. Like,
Yo,
I'm
and
like, man,
some of them are
what is going
super
on?
high quality. It's crazy. Like there's
Yeah, like
video
someone
editing.
sat down and really like, all right, I'm gonna go fucking, full Mach 7 into this and just just put my life force into
and
this.
Now, like, he's just becoming a community member himself and assimilating with the rest of the community. They're getting their own memes. There's like an expanded universe. It's getting intense.
He came out of nowhere.
It's getting intense.
Yeah, he came out of left field with that. That was awesome.
Yeah. I love it, though, in a weird way. It's also extremely concerning, but I'm rocking with it. I'm rocking with it in the meantime.
Extremely concerning at the best of times.
At its best, it's absolutely amazing, and at its worst, it's still amazing, but also concerning.
It's all life. What's life without a little spice?
Man, so we've reached the banter part of the podcast, it would seem. But going back to your stuff, I hope you could take this. Don't take this the wrong way. What I love
it's
I've already burned the bridge. I've only just spoken. What I love so much about your stuff is even though, like, when you first started doing them, I almost took for granted that you made a new post because I'm like, oh, I've kind of seen that before. Like, they had a lot of the same tropes and stuff with your figures. Like, it was kind of the same silhouette, but like new color scheme, yada, yada. And I would sort of not disregard it, but I'd keep scrolling sort of deal. And there was one time that I something caught my eye specifically, and I started looking at it. I was like, oh my God, like, there's so many other details like I wasn't picking up on that each post you were like improving these like smaller details, and like sort of like to the untrained eye of it, like, you would totally just disregard that there was some crazy stuff going on under the hood. And so yeah, now I never take for granted when you make a post. I'm always like deeply analyzing it, like zooming
yeah. That's
in.
That's exactly what I want. Yeah.
Zooming in, checking all the different photos, all the angles to see what's going on, because you've come up with some really inspiring just mods and part usage. It's been incredible. Like using the Lego studs, just the tops of those, incorporating those have been great. The recent one was use the which vest was it from the World War II, but you kept like the straps on it instead of just removing the pouch. It was like
I kept it like as one unit. It's
a World War II American one.
Yeah, the Ranger vest.
The
yeah,
Ranger, the right?
Ranger vest.
Yeah, but you kept the straps on instead of just cutting the pouch so that it would like dangle from the leg. There's always something. And you've also sort of mastered having a super bulky figure, which is a difficult task.
Oh, yeah. I cram a bunch of shit on these.
Just stack
like,
it on.
A lot. Like, sometimes it's too much. I'm like, eh, fuck it. Whatever. Let's do this. Let's do what happens.
Hey, as long as it looks good in the photo.
Yeah, right. That's where it matters. Yeah. As long as it looks good in the photo, I'm rocking with it.
No, yeah. They've been.
Yeah, because I use a. God, I've been reusing the same. A lot of stuff I still use, like you see in posts now, shit, I've been using that, like, from when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just, like I'll add on to it or break shit apart, and I'm always trying to reuse everything I have, so.
Yeah. And so, like, to a point, at a point there, I was like, all right, I'm curious to see where it'll go from here. Like, maybe that sort of the cyber stuff's exhausted, and it's just, it's not. Every time you prove me wrong on that, there's always something new to be explored with it. So I
have to stay in my lane for sure. I got
to stay in your lane.
I did a lot of stay in the lane, like, yeah, because I did a yeah because I started off doing a lot of modern mill, and then I kind of just got like bored with it, like, not I guess I just saw like a lot of it, like, I'm not talking shit on anyone else, but yeah, there's a lot of modern mill stuff in the community, and everyone, you know, has their own style or whatever, and people absolutely kill it, but I was like, man, I kind of want to, like, you know, branch out and do something else.
Totally.
And then yeah, and then it just fucking took off from there. I'm always trying to think of the next crazy fucking absurd idea I can do next. So
please do. You're keeping the community alive.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's what I like to hear. Thank you.
And the drone ones are great too, incorporating some brick elements.
Yeah, official Lego with with figs and shit. Yeah, because I just did that that gas can mod for that old 90s space for alien helmet or whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this dude was at the Brickfest Live that just happened in Pasadena,
right?
Here in
yeah.
California.
Was that your first?
And he had
Lego
like
con?
A whole. That was the first one.
How was it?
Oh, it was cool, man. It was definitely cool. Like, it wasn't, you know, a huge emphasis on, like, you know, Lego customs. It was all mocks, and
right?
There's a couple like brick arms pieces here and there and displays and shit. But But yeah, this dude was the vendor there, and he had a bunch of old stuff. Like, I picked up some old Exo-Force, you know, like the bronze fucking robots or whatever they had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I picked up some of those, and then I got that that old space helmet. I was like, oh, dude, I gotta fucking do something with
Dude, if you
this.
throw a
It's
plate
too cool.
carrier on one of those Exo-Force guys, that's gonna be nuts.
Oh God, new idea unlocked. It's up and it's stuck.
But yeah, incorporating the custom elements with regular Lego is seriously the move. I feel like lately all of my figures, even though they don't get posted, but just on my desk, I've been trying so hard to incorporate just normal Lego elements like the heads or stuff like that, and it just makes it so much better in my eye.
Yeah, something about mixing, you know, like a good mix of like third party and official Lego, just fucking, it's just built different.
I think
Pun intended.
you gotta go
Yeah.
too hard on the third party at one point just to reel it back and be refreshed. Just be like, ah,
Yeah,
yes.
exactly.
Balance has been restored.
Yeah, as all things should be. I'm gonna be Thanos up in this bitch and give me
Yeah,
the
yeah,
gauntlet.
yeah.
I'll snap it twice, you know what I mean? Like,
Thanos of the game.
yeah.
Snap it twice.
I'll snap that bitch twice. I'll be like T-Pain. Fucking walk it out. All that shit.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, thank you. That's all. I love hearing feedback and even fucking, like always, like I'll put some like up in the group chat. I'm like, hey, dude, like full criticism. Like if you want to absolutely go ahead and bash this, like go for it. Like I want to hear, you know, not,
You want to hear it
I want to hear
all?
all the feedback, you know? Yeah, good and bad. So.
Will do. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind and I'll just make you cry next time.
Oh, that's even better. That's going to push me to my absolute breaking point.
You might like it. We'll find out. Yeah, but I've been in a drought for inspo, and now I've been scrolling through the page as we're talking, and I think I might try and copy your style for a post. I might try and
Oh, I need to see that.
don the
Billy's take
Satomi
on.
style.
Oh my God, yes, it's happening.
Just super bulked out, super just dripping too hard.
Oh God, the planets are ascending. Everything's lining up.
Venus is in retrograde. It's all
Oh my
happening at
God.
once.
Oh God, it's all up and it's stuck.
All right. What has you most excited in the community right now? It could be anyone else's stuff that they're doing, what you're working on, an upcoming release. What's got you hyped?
Dude, God, the thing that comes to mind immediately, it's Wuhan Industry. He's doing the UNSC Marine helmets. Oh my God. Those are Oh, are you talking about just modding in general or?
Yeah. Well,
Oh,
wait,
okay,
which one are
shit,
you
my
talking
bad.
about? I'm sure I've seen it and I just can't recall now.
He does a lot of like decal work and
Oh, it
stuff.
looks like I'm following him.
Yeah, here, I'll send it to you right now. And he's got this ca he's got like this Kashyyyk Scout Trooper helmets, and like the
Oh,
front of the
yes, I
helmet
saw that.
fucking
It
lifts
flips up.
up. Like,
I saw
yeah, that is
this. Yo.
insane.
Yeah, that's gonna be really cool.
Yeah,
So
I was
that's
just
what got
talking
you
to him.
hyped?
Yeah, right now, like immediately, like it's like the market wise, but dude,
Yeah,
like
yeah.
modding wise, fuck, it's like a bit of everyone, man. Angry Stash has been killing it.
Angry Stash has me. Just going
God,
back to
who
the
else?
scout thing real quick. That's gonna be. I'm excited to see how you use that, because I could totally see a sweet pick where that visor lifting up, and
Oh, if I
just.
get some of those, it's game over.
Yeah.
I need like a dozen of those, especially those Marine helmets. But yeah, dude, fucking Angry Stash, fucking God, who else, man? He comes
Killer.
to mind immediately though.
He really does.
He's absolutely been fucking killing it. And the Nax has just always been a monster since day one.
Can't
Tanner
stop
just
him.
dropped that fucking what that double barrel
Man,
Shawnee
day
that's
one,
functional.
day that
Oh
was
my God.
unfair. That was unfair.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, who's gonna be the first to do it? Who's getting the drop quickest? Like, who what package is the UPS the post office not gonna lose first? You know what I'm saying? But man
Exactly,
just
yeah.
broke it first day.
It
It's unfair.
That shit is insane. Yeah, that shit is insane. I can't believe you did that. That's unreal. Oh, and then
It's
I don't know if you
beautiful.
follow him. Typha Bricks, he's been
Oh
he
yeah,
just
no.
dropped
I was just
that
talking to him the other
today.
day.
He yeah, a couple hours ago, he just dropped that ARX 160. That shit is wet. That is a wet mod.
Yeah.
That is
It looks
massive
literally
dude.
production. I don't know what parts he used. It's
I have no idea what he used, and I know God, it looks painted, but God, whatever he did,
Yeah, I think
fucking.
overall it's painted, but still, I don't. The only piece I can recognize is the scope from the the more recent Brick Arms gun. I can't recall the name for some reason.
Was it the beard? The M4 Beardo?
The Beardo. The Beardo. Yeah, you're right.
The Beardo. Yeah, and then he's been mixing Brick Arms and Sidan.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a low key wave.
Yeah,
I've seen a couple people do that. Nax is pretty good at that. And then Bookshelf Warfighters, he's been killing it with all his modern posts for
always.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, and then I think he's a veteran too. Wherever he's at, I think he's in
he's stationed
South Korea
somewhere
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, the community has been absolutely killing it, man. I wish Tactical Chad Boogaloo would come and grace us with his presence.
With another post, of course. He's a legend.
Color combos are, he's been big into it, man, like since the beginning. All his crazy ass color combos and everything.
Dude, and the craziest thing is just he has such a limited parts pool. Like, it's unreal. He just keeps on reusing, repainting.
Yeah, dude, I feel like me and him have, like, this unspoken agreement. It's like, all right, let's see who can just reuse their shit the most. Just keep getting, like, new life out of it. Like,
I love it. No, that's the best.
Yeah, because Lego is an expensive habit that I've happily funded. But
oh, totally.
It definitely takes a toll in the pockets.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Griff, dude, that Andromeda Strike Force operator. Holy shit. That blew my shit out the water. I think I posted something thinking I was hot shit. And then he dropped that, and I said, I'm done.
That thing's going to go for like $400 at auction. No joke.
Oh, I was just telling him. I was like, dude, that thing's going to go up there. Like, you're... Oh, and then speaking of auctions, who else? And then figures.
Yeah, Eli.
The garden. God, what was it? The Grove Tender.
Grove Tender, yep.
Yeah, it's got like the fucking painted up armor. It's got like the moss on it and stuff.
That figure is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, he's been killing the game too.
Yeah, he was sending me pics when he first was working on it, and with the orange highlights on the visor, it's a beautiful figure.
It's a masterpiece, exactly.
Man, talking about the auction game though, on the low, you might be branching out into that into the future, and I am very excited to see how your work does in that scene.
Yeah, because I've had I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I've had a bunch of people hit me up like, "Hey, you do commissions, you sell, blah blah blah, like where do you get your stuff?" And like, I'd love to, you know, make stuff for other people, but I make something and then I just get way too fucking attached to it. I'm like, nope, this is going in my fucking vault.
Mm-hmm.
This is
fine. Totally.
This is archived. Yeah, but I've sold one fig on the low, and that was one of the, that's like when I was doing the Tac Spartans and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
I actually had sold one of those, but yeah, and then that almost fucking broke my heart, so.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see, I had an idea a while back of doing, in the military community, a bit of an auction thing where people could send in mods, and then it never... Not that it never happened. I want to do it in the future. I just kind of fumbled the bag and let things keep going.
Yeah, that'd be badass.
Didn't follow up. But I'm just curious about what the demand would be for the military side of things, because it's very clear there's a demand in the Star Wars side of the community.
No, that'll always be popular. I don't see that declining in my lifetime at all. So
yeah, without it. Yeah, no Star chance Wars of huge, Star Wars dying.
Yes. No, at all. Yeah, that reminds me. I need to bring back the those little future mill comps I was doing, like Minifig Monday. Those were fun. People were coming out with some.
Oh, that's right.
Crazy ass figs, man. I just dropped the ball on that. I've been all over the place with work and family, but that will be coming back.
That's understandable. The who was it? NATO figs. He would always have some crazy stuff.
He came
yours.
In and he kicked me the fuck out of my lane. He said, "No, this is mine now. You're good. Go take a break. I'll let you know when I'm done." And I said, "Oh, okay, boss." Like,
I'm sorry. I'm just
my bad, boss. Yeah, he came in, dude, and like it was like there were similarities, but like, it was, I don't know, how do I explain it? He had like he automatically just
did he ever post those?
Style,
I think it
like,
was just.
Yeah, it was just for
just for your stuff.
Post,
damn.
Yeah, I got those pics.
In the secret folder, sure. Locked up under lock and key. Those man,
another
no, his figures
code.
Were unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, he I wish he would post them. Shit, but no, he was killing it, man. Any fucking theme I come up with, he'd absolutely come in and own it. And he won like
Most
fuck,
of
I think he
them.
won like five of yeah, like most of them,
Yeah.
like in a row too. It wasn't just one here, one there. No, it was consecutive.
Absolute domination.
Yeah, I definitely want to bring that back. People were
Like
killing it.
when
And then
Tanner joins the Minifig Monday for the week, it's like, oh, okay. It's a boss battle this week.
yeah, I can peep his figs out a mile away. I said, I'm done, bro. I'm not gonna pass the boot around. All sad and shit on.
In my feels already, and the Minifig Monday only started.
Yeah, the operator one. It was like Space Cowboy said, "Hey, full rain operator, whatever, fucking future or whatnot."
Oh, another
Fucking,
operator one. I'm so surprised.
I saw, I saw his. I was like, "Oh fuck yeah, I'm gonna post something to it." And then I immediately saw Tanner's style. I could recognize it, but recognize that shit a mile away, and I said, "Oh,
Totally.
well, I lost." Yeah. Oh well, I gave it a good try, a good old college try, right? So.
It's for the culture. Gotta be in it to
And
win
then,
it.
God, I don't know, American Clone Trooper, that futuristic Marine he did with the exosuit, that was probably the best
I kind of
fucking
forgot
future
about
built
that.
fig.
That one was really good.
Yeah, that was
Probably
really
my
good.
favorite fig of his. That, and he had the the Ronin figure. That one was really good too.
Yeah, that one was. Oh yeah, he did that for the it was like the Warzone competition you
Yep,
guys
yep,
were all
yep.
judging. Yeah, that was really good. That was another great comp. That was yeah, a ton of banger entries and everything like that.
Lots of
Who's
good.
got you nice and flustered in the community?
Oh, besides yourself, looking all
Oh.
breedable and submissive.
Oh God.
Man, NATO definitely angry stash, even though he's been mentioned 5 times already. This man's just
It's his
out here.
podcast.
It's
We're just living in
his
it.
now. We're all just living in his world. This is his
It's all
community. We're just living
it's
in it.
Stash's world.
Oh, geez. Besides those two, I think. I mean, Griff's always up on the top, but finally having him post again, back to back bangers, and now he's got another thing. Oh, he literally just posted 10 minutes
Oh,
ago, dude.
did he really?
10 minutes ago, because I was like, he just posted on that whip in his story of like the
Oh my
armor.
God, I just saw it. Oh, get the fuck
Unbelievable.
out of here, dude. Get
Unreal.
the fuck out of here.
He can't keep getting away with this.
Yo, wake me up when you miss, bro, because
Man, I put bids
I'm
in on that
napping.
the Hunter drone because I love the way the ghost face was on the thing, but I knew I was gonna lose in it.
Yeah, me and him were just talking about that official, Lego and fucking third party mix, and he just absolutely knocked that one out the park right now. I'm looking at it right now.
It's gorgeous.
Cool. It's time for me to retire now, so.
Yeah. Man, you're talking about retiring? I'm feeling like I'm finally got time to get back in the game. All this inspiration, everyone's doing fire stuff. It's got me motivated.
Yeah, it was a especially like the later half of this year so far, the future mill or just sci-fi in general
That's true.
has just been popping off, dude. Like
That's true. But yeah, I'd say definitely you three. And oh my God, if we're talking product wise, AV stuff is super exciting.
oh, dude, Monday my package is supposed to come with
Really?
the
Oh
that modern
jeez.
mill stuff.
I
Yeah.
haven't kept up with the tracking. I didn't even know if it shipped yet, but I'll probably be
Oh,
on
I've
the
been checking that
same
shit
daily.
religiously. I'm pretty eager to see how good the quality is.
Yeah. And if you're still
If
down, I
anything
will
else,
trade
so.
you for one of those helmets. Totally
Oh
got.
yes, we
Man.
definitely yeah, that we have that locked
Man,
in.
I was at work and I was like, there ain't no way it's selling out. I just need like 5 more minutes on this one thing. I had like these rubber gloves on. It would have been such a pain to take them off and put them back on just to do like 10 more minutes of work. And I was like, all right, it's all good. I'll go take my shit break and get paid for it and order AV figs
That's
in
all
10
it took,
minutes.
huh?
And in 10 minutes, all those helmets were gone. And it's just in my feels. I got everything else, but come on. Come on, man.
It's funny because I was telling my wife about the release. She's, oh, like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, hey, this shit looks pretty popping.
Yo.
And then I do the release. I was literally driving to work on the freeway, like typing in my fucking bank info on the card. I'm said, I'm gonna
Oh,
get this shit.
jeez.
And fucking, she was trying to buy helmets too. She's like, I had three of them in my cart. And I was like, oh, I sniped your shit. We were both on there at the
No
same
way.
time.
Goodness.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. But yeah, that shit sold out quick, man. I went back to the site, to just to see what the damage was, and oh, it had been dealt. Mm-hmm. That shit was cleared out for sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited for those helmets. I'm not too big into the, you know, making modern mill shit again, but that was a definite. I'm sure you'll find something. So. Oh yeah, I'm about to flip that shit upside down and see what I can do with it. So,
I mean, I know it's only more modern mill, which is not particularly your lane, and I know you want to stay in your lane, but that's you got love from all sides. What have you thought of these Brick Creator helmets?
I feel like
is they look new quality. TMC? I mean,
you know, like from the renders and shit like that. No, I haven't kept up with TMC. I've been
I mean, is he the new TMC stealing everyone else's drip?
Just making... Oh fuck! It sounds like it. I don't even know what's what. I've heard some atrocious shit surrounding that. But
yeah, I wanted so bad to support him in the beginning, and then he did the stuff with stealing G-Brick's designs, and that's
That was a big hit for me. I was rooting for him, and then I still follow him. They still got some cool shit.
Totally. You know, yeah.
Yeah, but after that, I was like, ooh, that's not a good look, dog.
Rooting on the sidelines, but. Not supporting it with my wallet.
I'm rooting with my ski mask on, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah. But yeah, I mean, the new helmet looks really clean, but it also looks a lot like AVs. I don't know. I think it also could just be coincidence. You're not whipping up a design that detailed in a... I mean, are you? Or you could be. Who knows?
Because I saw that, and I was like, damn, that looks just like AV shit, but like with a minifig, you know, the helmet clip like on the front.
Yeah.
And then like the headphones, even the headset kind of looks similar.
Yeah, the headset looks super
the
similar.
The mic is like a little bit
and
different,
they're
otherwise, yeah.
I don't know if they'll actually be printed removable, but he was showing like pics of it separate. I don't know. It's awkward. Water bottles kind of quirky,
around,
though.
I'm like, yeah, those, some of that have potential, like the 40 millimeter,
yeah,
millimeter
the
grenade,
pouches
sling,
yep,
looked pretty good. But yeah, I've asked people, I'm like, hey, have you like bought from these people? And so far I haven't found anyone, so I'll
yeah, I'd like to see some people sort of use in the community. I'm curious to see what would happen.
Yeah,
it's
like
kind of,
you know,
kept over in the overseas regions.
Yeah, I'd say, aren't they like I know they're overseas for sure, but
yeah.
Where exactly? Who fucking knows? But
yeah, I'm not sure. It's some Asian country. I don't mean to say that with any prejudice or anything. I just simply don't know, and I don't want to assume.
We have to be careful, Billy. It's 2021.
I know. I'm so
we can
sorry.
Get canceled for
sorry.
Almost anything.
I'm sorry. I'm just dripping too hard right now. It's a problem.
Oh my God! Speaking of drip too hard. Hey, I saw that in the post. I was like, it's me. I have to burn that cross. Like, I'll definitely do that. Like,
that is such a good meme to add that. It was simple. No text needed, just the Instagram feature of some music playing in the background. That's all you needed.
They're like, hey, who's going to post this first? And I was like, fuck it.
Say less. I'm snapping twice.
Yeah, because yeah, just like Thanos, bro. Come on. I'm going to fucking walk it out and snap them bitches. Be over with. Damn, over here looking at looking at TK's 1776 Adrift fig. That shit is cool, bro.
Is that the one I sent you?
That's what he did.
The space.
Mm-hmm. That's what the caption was. Yeah,
man,
even,
what's
like, the glare on the visor.
I know, it's just so perfectly placed.
That's crazy. Yeah. My bad, what were you going to say?
Oh, no. What's been interesting with his stuff is he's been experimenting. Like, you were bringing up how Typha's been doing the minifig cat. And brick arm stuff, like sort of mixing those together. He'd been doing like the tiny tactical barrels with stuff, and I wasn't sure how I felt about those because they feel too skinny to me.
That. Or the suppressors look pretty good on other guns. Like the first place I saw was Nato on his P90 mod with the tan suppressor.
Yeah, that
shit
worked.
Was
that was work.
That
worked. That
was an immediate banger off the rip. That definitely worked. There's some great examples, and I've seen some ones that are not too great. Not
here,
to
like,
anyone,
I'll send you
but...
this one. It was, like, his Halloween post. This isn't the bash, Colin. He makes them work, definitely, but I don't know for myself if it's my cup of tea.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
But, like, using he says, I was so excited when I made a TT order way back when, getting the cans, and they feel too small to me to use on the brick arm size rifles.
Because he did that, and it's got a TT mag, yeah.
Yeah, it is a TT mag. Oh, the TT mags work. Those slap on brick arms. Those without a doubt work. And then, I mean, on a drift, going back to that one, he used the red dot, and that works too.
Yeah, that works really well.
It looks a little weird if you had, like, say, like a quote-unquote 16-inch barrel, if you were working with something longer, but something that's tight like that, small, short, it works well.
Yeah, more towards like a short-barreled rifle. That's, yeah, definitely a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, he put the silencer on the M4 Butyro mod. Oh, my God. That's fucking insane. Dude, he's a madman. Big inspo from him as well.
Absolutely. Goals. What I really want to get is they have the AK side mounts for the optics. He bought them from, like, AliExpress, and I've just been too lazy to actually go through that, like, traumatic experience of trying to place an order. but I want those so bad. Like, AKs are making the comeback in the biggest way. I mean, they didn't even have to come back. They're only entering the scene now, for being honest.
Oh, fuck. Speaking of AK mods, the fucking king of AK mods, I don't think we need to, No, fuck it, we do.
The short man himself?
CA compliant, bro. Yeah, the T-H-E-E, the short man himself.
He's a king.
Is he really that short, though?
I might have to bleep this just for what's it called? When there's
Let's
like
just
a...
say OPSEC. OPSEC. We'll say OPSEC.
You know, just to keep things confidential, we are both the same height. Might have to bleep that out. I don't know if I could get those rumors started, but
I was never here.
You never heard this, but yeah, no. I mean, with the Bakelite mags,
that shit was crazy. He actually did that entire from a sprue, right?
From a sprue, yeah, dude.
Yeah, that is.
I just need Will to cook up a couple AK sprues. In that orange color. That's all I need in my life.
Oh, my God.
Well, we can cut them in ourselves. We'll glue them in. It's no big deal. We just need the sprues.
We'll do the heavy lifting. We just need the tools for success. The keys of the kingdom, right?
Absolutely. It's all we need.
Just the keys of the kingdom.
But, yeah, he's been the AK king for a while. I'm going to dethrone him, hopefully. We'll see.
That shit is hard to mod AK. It's mad easy to do, like, the... You know, like the AR-15 base mm-hmm. and shit, because you can just do whatever. But yeah, the AK shit, that's a lot.
It
a
is.
Lot harder.
It is. Because once you try to switch the furniture, you got to keep in mind the trunnions and keeping that stuff in line. And some of the, like, stupid stuff he's done is... Oh, well, the stupid stuff is that he's only modding on the overmolds. But he'll, like, remove the bottom handguard... Only that part, keeping the barrel attached through the top handguard, and then just, like, insert something. It's, like, unbelievable.
And it's all mad clean, no matter what he does.
Yeah, it's... Like, he's ridiculous, dude. Shout out...
CA compliant.
Shout out to the Toaster King himself. But yeah, AKs are the move. I've got, like, a couple on my desk that are, like, midway done, sort of. Once, like, fully done.
We just did
done,
that,
But...
You did that. You added the PEC 15 on Vic's new AK drop.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I was not expecting the snake camo one to be that sick. I wasn't expecting it. And it goes.
Yeah, I was going to do that post right now. Yeah, that shit slaps.
Oh, and my latest I finally used. Oh, my gosh. Can't mention the AK game without Sean. Starconics has made printed up some P-Mags. And P-Mag pouches and AK pouches, okay, which just basically don't exist until he did them. Besides modding.
Oh, he was, yeah. Okay.
Once he starts, like, releasing those for sale, it's going to be game over. Everyone's going to be posting AKs. Got to get in.
Yeah, he showed me some things in, keep that confidential.
In the D-low, yeah. Yeah,
in the D, you know, down in the D.
In the private folder.
Yeah, very, very excited. Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. Dude, that looks fucking good. Yeah, that green vest you did on that E17 fig.
E17. Butter. Appreciate it. What's Mad the E17? Butter. I don't even know what that's talking about. What?
That was a caption you put.
E7. Oh, no, it was a skull emoji. What phone do you use?
Nah, the Fig with the M4 mod. It's like 6 posts back.
Fig with the M4. Oh. Okay. Yeah, wait, what were you complimenting on that one?
Green shoulder guards.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the latest green vest. Yeah. That's why. Got you.
Oh, no, that one's also green, yeah. Shit, I'm all over the place. There's so much good stuff. I can't even keep on top
dude,
of all
the,
it.
Dude, the thing with that E17 vest is it's literally... Actually, like, basically the whole figure, except for the head and the hair, I had on my desk for over a year. Like, I had that combo, body combo. I made the armor and everything, and then I literally just let it to the side. And then I almost didn't want to post it because I'd been so sick of seeing it. I was like, it's kind of mid at this point. I don't really like it.
Mid? Is that Reggie? Is that right?
We smoking that E17 pack.
The E17 mid, Midway Express.
And
shit.
But dude, I posted that one. I'm pretty sure it's my most liked post, except for like reels. It's ridiculous. I didn't expect that one to go off. I didn't expect it to go off.
Those are the big boy numbers.
I even had like that. Actually, no, I didn't. I made like the M4, and I had like a dumb stock on it, and not that optic, and I switched around. But I had like the wired flashlight mag. All that together, I was like, oh yeah, this will go with the vest, and literally sat there for a year.
I saw you post that, and then that Mark 18 mod Tanner made with the flashlight, the fucking tan barrels, the flashlight. I saw that and I was like, oh, I gotta try that for sure.
Was that on his made page?
Should be.
He's been pretty prolific lately. He's been posting a lot.
Yeah, his activity's definitely gone up. Oh no, it's on his.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, I'm on the Mark 18.
Oh, wait, no, it's on this.
Yeah, that thing's great.
Yeah, look at that. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, the whole that and the fucking, you know, the tape switch on the handle and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I had to give that a try.
Yo. Oh, I forgot what he did on the, he used the Brick Arms pouch, the modular pouches on the, as like knee pad kind of things.
Yeah, his knee pads, that was a big brand.
That's really
sure.
Hard. I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
And the
fucking carved parts.
He told me what he used for the visor, and I can't recall now. I'm gonna check my messages with him.
I think it was like some holographic like paper or something like.
Yeah, or some sort of plastic. I'm checking what he had said it was, but
I think put it in the group chat. Yeah, that was crazy. And it's fucking the carved ski mask. Like, come on, bro.
The king of carving. I've tried to do it. It's difficult, man.
I'm going to call him Carver from now on.
Carver. First name, Washington.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking of a weird side note, but I was him for like a school project back in like elementary school.
No way.
Like, I'm black, but I'm not sure, you know, but like... Not to get all racial and shit, but yeah, I was totally
my
George Washington.
Goodness.
Carver. Jeez. Talking about peanuts and butter and all kinds of shit. That's fucking crazy.
Well, I have no idea where this message is. I guess it'll remain forever an illusion. It'll forever elude us what he used for that visor, but it's clean.
That and like what really happened, like at Stonehenge, some weird shit. It's like up there.
Yeah. Who built the pyramids really though?
Yeah,
but you gotta, I'd love to see your take, even if you don't actually build for it, on World in Darkness stuff.
I want to. I've been scoping the shit out of the Discord for the last couple of days now, so.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of potential there. I gotta get back on my grind for World in Darkness. I only made like 2 figures, I think.
Yeah, that Oceana fig, that's such a super appealing faction, just the color scheme alone.
Yeah,
like, come on, bro.
Absolutely.
Insane. Like, that is insane. Yeah, Oceana and MP5s are synonymous.
Yeah, it did. Name a better combo. I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait. Wake me up.
So here we are. Copper drop. First item up. I'm actually going to do it out of order of what I sent you, just because we got to start off with this one. We can't We can't not talk about the double-barreled shotgun first. Like, come on.
No, that shit is intense.
Come on.
Like,
unbelievable.
That is... Yeah, that's... Personally, I wouldn't cop it. Like, I'm not into...
No.
Mods like that, but...
All right.
Is, I can't front
good. All right, all right. It, podcast was good. Thanks for coming on, Satomi. it's been great talking to you, Brandon. This is...
He said you're done, dog.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
No, I understand it. I appreciate the honesty on that. I can't wait to cop it. It's...
And then the fucking saw, like the
I like hacksaw is crazy, like, dude. There's overmolded versions of the hacksaw.
Yeah, that is insane. Like the blade and the blade and like the handle and everything. The whole
Everything's perfect. Yeah. What I want to try is using the bone jack, which had the tri barrel. Like I want to mix and match those together because that came separately too.
I was just thinking about that. I just had some crazy cyberpunk.
Because like it's not a single part mold like the bone jack. It's separate, just like this one is. So it would be totally like easy to kind of plug and play. I don't think it'll line up, but just to kind of see what it'll look like. You know, got to really glue it much.
Yeah, so you can do like a dry run, put some like tack on and stuff.
Totally. What I really need, I want to see these double barrels and everything in just some random colors. If there were some workshop wonders of these, I might actually have to buy some workshop wonders.
Like, Will did some like Star Wars blasters a while back. He didn't do it. He posted in his story, but it was like blood and like.
Oh yeah.
It looked like bloody water.
Almost. Yes, like, dude. He'll post just
if
like
he did that.
Some
yeah,
literal
that would be
like
fucking insane.
ABS porn, just beautiful injections, and just like I don't need this, but I want this. It's.
He should do an only feet.
only mods. Yeah, but yeah, absolutely
only molds.
Easiest cop of my life.
Big ideas. We should be copywriting everything we're saying right now.
This is gold. Write that down. Fucking, write that down.
Wow, clip that. Clip that.
All right, running it back then into the photos, we have from AV Figures, the customizer hips.
Hey, those are dope. Yeah, that's an instant cop.
Big move. I mean, it's almost silly that it's such a big deal, but it kind of just speaks to how lazy everyone is.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, I'd rather fucking spend the money on these customizer hips than cut my fucking thumb off for, like, the 80th time or...
Yeah,
just the time alone, the time it takes to to make it good. I've tried and they just.
I only did it twice, and it's just I'd never want to do it again.
Yeah, I'm good off that.
Because you do one side and then you're like, oh, good, and then it's oh, I got to make another side, and yeah, then you have to carve.
I gotta match it. Yeah, and then if it doesn't match, then I'm gonna fucking throw a fit.
I don't even care at that point. I'm like, it's it won't scratch. Like, you better like it.
Right, yeah,
we'll leave it at there. But
yeah,
AV's
been dropping a lot of content.
Andrew's been coming out with heat.
Yeah, all right. I really, big ups on the customizer hips. Those are dope.
Totally. Yeah, I just really was surprised to see so many people like, oh wow, this actually might make me decal now. Like that's cool.
Yeah, because like Vic said, man, he's like, fuck decaling. Like, I'll never do that again.
same.
For the podcast, yeah. I actually just picked up some of their modern mill decals. I'm about to start that.
Me too. Yeah, I had
journey,
to.
So.
Man, I didn't even make that connection, though. I might have to decal full fig out some of the military stuff because he didn't print all of the designs he had, so.
Yeah, that, and then I know there's some craftier elements in our community that will be splicing the shit out of those.
That's what I want to try and do. Like, could you imagine some of those prints over like an already printed part? Like, I think there's a lot of potential.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Very excited.
AV's making moves. Definitely making moves.
If you can motivate me to buy your decals, even though I hate the process, you're doing something right.
Yeah, you're doing something godly.
Yeah, hoping to get him on the pod soon. Stash linked it up, but we're working on it.
Oh, fuck you. I'll be looking forward to that.
All right. Last item here. Nate's minifigs. Big friend of the pod. Cop. Halo Infinite Armor. too fresh. It's looking sweet. Definitely want to get my hands on one of these.
Black Friday is looking mad fucking bright from my view. Almost as bright as that armor. Holy shit, that's beautiful.
Use code BM4 at checkout, boys. Podcast sponsor. Let's get it.
You should change your code to like nice and deep, like 20 for 20% off.
I'll see if we can work that. Not sure.
Maybe too much. Too much.
Might be a little too long. Might be a little too long.
Too long.
Hey.
It's too long and too deep. Whoa. But yeah, that's a definite cop. That armor.
Mm-hmm. Like,
come on, bro.
And what was that
Nate
one he
never
had?
Misses.
For real. What was that other one he had with the like skull face? Like that.
Dude. Speaking of skull face, fucking Heonic Brick.
Heonic. That sounds
familiar. He did the haunted pilot haunted pilot helmet. Hold on, I'm about to send that your way. Hold on.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I was talking about from Nate.
He made one
similar too.
Yeah, I'd say Nate made one too, but God, dude.
Heonic really
did one, and that fucking visor pops over the skull. Like, that's insane. It's removable.
I've heard of Heonic's name, but it looks like I'm not even following him, so I just dropped the follow.
Yeah, I just came across him recently. Me and him have been talking a little bit here and there. Another very, very cool person in the community.
Awesome. But yeah, the one from Nate with the skull had me floored.
Yeah.
It's really sick looking.
That's another one where I'm just like, yo, wake me up when he misses, fam. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
He did his Bo-Katan revamp too.
Mm-hmm. And the Mando one revamp. And the Dune armor. I can't, dude.
Yo.
I need to make a Dune scene. I'm fiending.
Yeah, the movie was, I have zero knowledge on Dune, and I was not disappointed in the slightest.
I'm not some crazy movie person. Like, it takes a lot for me to actually get out of the house to go. But literally five people I know are like, you just have to go see it. So I took the time. I went. Overrated. Mad mid. No.
Reggie.
For being a movie that was, like, basically all set up and, like, universe building, it was super, super good. Like,
yeah, and I didn't even know there was the whole book series on it.
Yeah,
six or seven books or something.
Yeah, apparently, it goes deep. I almost purchased the book. Jeez, man.
My bad. It's a bad habit, dude. I was in the army. It's a bad habit. No one is safe.
It's too good. But I almost picked up the book the other day, but I'll wait. I'll wait and see what happens. But yeah, that universe has me excited. I'm very anxious to see the second part.
Yeah, there's just so much good shit in the community between like new drops and just like the steady awesome consistency of the fucking, you know, the group as a whole. Like, it's just a good time in the LEGO community. Yeah,
it's a good time to be alive.
Yeah, this shit is way cooler as an adult.
When you got the money to, you don't have to justify it to your mom.
Yeah, right.
But why is it $25 for a gun?
It doesn't matter.
It's okay.
Tom, you're not going to do that to me, right? Not in front of my friends. Like...
Mom, but it's a double-barreled shotgun. You don't get it.
Oh, my God.
Will's. This was voted on by the community years ago. You just don't She's understand, like,
who's,
Mom.
Who's Will?
Like, who's Will?
Let's backtrack. Who's Will? Like, it doesn't matter. All right. Point is,
Will these nuts? Wait. Oh.
Hey, telling your mom that's some next level shit. That's some savage.
That's
shit
alpha.
Right there.
Like, that's alpha right
hey,
there.
That, yeah. Like those videos, like on YouTube. Like, are you an alpha male? Like, fucking blah blah blah. Like 3% of the world's population. Blah blah blah.
All right, man.
That's a whole fucking vibe.
For real. Dude, this has been, it's been a great time talking to you.
Yeah, this has been an honor, man. Nice to meet you and
talk about
Lego. And
it's a weird thing to say meet when it's online, but it's certainly, we've made still, acquaintance.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a great
we've,
time.
We've crossed paths and virtually.
If I can slowly start to convince people through the podcast to make their way to Brick Fair, Virginia, I will fully do that. So you better come out if you get the chance next year.
Yeah, that is all one the homies thing I'm are definitely there. Looking forward to. It looks like you guys had an absolute fucking blast.
Yeah,
you
would fit
so.
In smooth. I mean, it would be a legendary
deep
time,
like.
Man. Smooth and deep.
Sorry, like. I had to throw it in there one more time.
No, you got the energy. You know how it's going to be. Get ready for that 5 days.
Oh, 5 days of nice and deep like.
Going to bed at 3 a.m. nice and deep like with another Lego customizer here in your bed. There's nothing like it.
Wow. You're like, is that an overmold or are you just happy to see me? Oh man,
oh,
I'm done.
Oh jeez.
Fucking go smoke a cigarette after this. Oh boy.
There's so many jokes there, but I'm gonna let him be. Ah, jeez. Enjoy
oh,
your cigarette.
Let them
marinate. But, let them marinate. Goodness. Any
thanks for having me, man. That was
absolutely
all we're gonna say.
Thank you for coming on. Any final words for the listeners?
Fuck. Big shout out to everyone for supporting the page. The page has been blowing the fuck up over the last
true.
Few true. Weeks, and the algorithm isn't trying to fuck me like it did before. So, yeah, big ups. Fuck yeah. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to Billy for having me on the show. This has been a fucking awesome experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, big things coming out of the community, man, and it's only getting better. So I'm just waiting for the next, you know, premier holy shit package to drop on us. So.
It's for real. There's no fear of the community stopping at this point. People have said it in the past, like, oh, when's the bubble of third party gonna collapse? Never.
Never, dog.
It's only going
up and it's stuck.
Yup. You know it. Alright, man. I'll catch you soon. It's pretty good.
Alright, man. Take it easy.
Thank you all so much for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, share with a friend or repost it on Instagram. You can go to the bricks_and_banter page on Instagram to see this week's wrap-up post. And if you repost that on the story, it'd be greatly appreciated to get the word out there. I want to give a final huge thank you to our patrons on patreon.com. We have Justin, Francisco, JBricks, Dash Bricks, Milo, Dr. Xbox Live, Jay, Minipigs, Thomas, and Mango Rod and Mongo. I salute you all, and I will see you guys next year. Peace.